Patsy, we're here at the airport, and I suppose you've plenty of experience of coming through those arrivals gates with victorious Irish athletes. It's nice to be welcoming home this particular group, and particularly with Summer Leckie, of course, and you being chairman of Finn Valley AC.
Absolutely, it's a new experience for me, and you know, a really, really neat experience. So, you know, it's just, and it's right that we're here, and you know, to acknowledge it and to make the effort to be here, and we have got a big busload there with us. So look, it's I'm very, very, very pleased that that I'm here. Very pleased for her, very pleased for her family, and for her coach and for everybody. You know, it's a long journey from she was 7 years of age right through to now. So it's just a unique situation, and you know, we're just happy to share and welcome her and congratulate her. So that's really it.
Talk to me about when she turned up at those first few training sessions as a 7-year-old. Had you her earmarked for high jump? Because obviously there's a variety of events that athletes can take part in, and obviously a lot of them do spread their wings a bit as well. Could you see her potential as a high jumper early on?
No. She came primary school athletics at Finn Valley, and she won the 60 metres. Her dad brought her down. Her dad was a former athlete himself from Castledare, and she came occasionally then over a period of years and developed. And basically, she would have been a really good long jumper as well, and then high jump. And then she mixed the two for a good period of time. And obviously now she's completely focused on high jump. But no, it was something that developed and just progressed from early days, just doing short races really.
There's a lot of members of Finn Valley here this evening. The bus, I think, left at 1 o'clock. Be a while before you get back. The flight's an hour delayed as well, but it's all well worth it. And I suppose that's the thing. I've often come to the airport, be it for athletes coming home or be it for different sports, different disciplines, and if there's a Donegal athlete involved, there's always a huge crowd of locals that will come down. There's a huge support base there for Donegal athletes on an international stage.
There is a great awareness in Donegal of our athletes, and a great awareness of the performance of our athletes. And I mean, obviously Highland Radio plays a major part on that, and you know, they're bringing the message every weekend and educating the people about what's happening, and you know, keeping it relevant and keeping the sport in there. So you know, the information is out there, and yes, you're right, people tend to support and have come to the airport in the past, you know, medal situations like for Mark English and so on and so on. So you know, it's been, and I mean, I've been with that on the other side, as you say, and it's always lovely to come back and be welcomed and see local people, and you know, that have made the effort to be here.
Just talking about the next while for Summer, I mean, obviously it's not going to stop here. How do you see your progress going now over the next few years?
Well, you know, that's kind of a wee bit up in the air at the minute, because I mean, not up in the air, but I mean, she's just done her GCE, A levels, and all that kind of stuff. And so, look, it's a time. I'd say all the reflection and what she's going to do will happen now towards the end of the season. Obviously, she competes Thursday night at Santry in the Martin Games, and basically take it from there. Then, you know, but I mean, no, I mean, I'm sure there will be plenty of reflection at the end of the season, and that's probably the time to reflect really. And the fact that she's finished in secondary school now, etc., you know.
I was going to say there's a lot of younger members of the club here, but looking at some of the girls that are here, they're probably around their own age, their friends, and they're pushing on with Finn Valley too and trying to aspire to achievements like Summer's at the weekend.
Aye, and they're lucky that they can look up to somebody like Summer, and the fact that, you know, and basically the message is, you know, it is possible to do this. It is possible out of Donegal to do this, and I'm sure hopefully they'll take that message on board, and she's a good role model for all of that, you know, and she's seriously grounded, dedicated athlete. So look, all the great good example that she emanates out there is there for them all to see.